This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Firefighters battling a wildfire in southern Colorado, reportedly burning more than 1,000 acres in park in Teller County's KRDO's Riley Carroll is in Teller County with the latest.
The newest information is that a state of emergency was declared last night around midnight. We're actually in Florissant right now, which is pretty much one of the closest neighboring towns to this fire, as you said, burning in Park and Teller counties. Now, that state of emergency just makes it easier for the county to actually get funding from the state to help fight this wildfire. And that's important, right, for a small rural community to make sure they have enough resources. As of 8:40 last night, it's burned 1,047 acres. 10 agencies were on scene all night trying to get control of this fire, of course, battling winds and just in steep and rocky terrain in general.
That was KRDO's Riley Carroll reporting. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined. Officials say a fire burning in Simla is now 96% contained. Evacuation orders put in place for the 125 fire were lifted yesterday evening as crews gained control of that blaze. Firefighters from Colorado Springs called in to help assist crews from Elbert, Lincoln, and Douglas counties in fighting that fire. Jennifer Millfield described the scene as she was preparing to evacuate.
You can see it coming over that hill, and then the panic set in. And I was more scared because my home and my work, I was like, my whole life could just be gone overnight.
The community is about 50 miles northeast of Colorado Springs along Highway 24. Officials say the grass fire burned several hundred acres, but no structures were lost. The chance for wildfires across southern and central Colorado remaining high today. National Weather Service issuing a red flag warning for much of the Front Range and southeast corner of the state. That does include Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Castle Rock, Boulder, and the Denver Metro. High winds combined with low humidity creating conditions that would lead to the rapid spread of wildfires throughout the region. We'll have more on those conditions with Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Joe Rook's forecast in just a moment. Colorado Springs police are investigating a second deadly motorcycle crash on the city's northeast side in as many days. Police called to Stetson Hills in Charlotte just before 7 o'clock last night after a bystander called in about a motorcycle that lost control, hitting the center median. By the time first responders arrived on scene, they found a man dead in the middle of the road. Investigators believe the motorcycle was traveling eastbound on Stetson Hills, losing control through a curve in the road. Police have not confirmed a speed or alcohol were factors in this crash. Meanwhile, a Colorado Springs man now facing charges for allegedly taking part in the January 16th riot at the U.S. Capitol. KRDO's Bryn Carmen reports.
49-year-old Jonathan Grace was arrested Wednesday in Denver. He's accused of engaging in violence against officers defending the Capitol and pushing against a police line on multiple occasions. Federal officials say more than 1,000 people have now been arrested in 26 months since the Capitol insurrection. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
And for the first time in American history, a former president of the U.S. now standing accused of criminal behavior.
I'm Tom Foti. A New York attorney for Donald Trump told CBS News overnight that Trump's legal team expects Trump to surrender to authorities in New York likely next Tuesday. This after discussions with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office until late Thursday night, hours after the announcement of Trump's indictment in a hush money handling and accounting case.
Colorado Springs Republicans calling the indictment of former President Donald Trump an unprecedented event. Congressman Doug Lamborn saying that the indictment threatens to normalize the prosecution of presidential candidates to end their runs for office. He called the action something he would expect in Russia, Iran, or Venezuela rather than the U.S. Lamborn also threatening a congressional investigation of the prosecutor for misusing his authority for political purposes. Meanwhile, Southern Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert referring to this action as a witch hunt. A different response from the other side of the aisle with Colorado's congressional delegation as Representatives Jason Crow and Diana Gett saying that no one is above the law. A newly introduced ordinance would harshen the penalty for stealing within Pueblo city limits. According to our news partners with the Pueblo Chieftain, Pueblo City Council President Heather Graham introduced the ordinance this week. It would amend city code, putting people in jail for at least 3 days if they steal $300 worth of merchandise or more. The ordinance would not change the judge's ability to impose alternative sentences, including community service or rehabilitation, if the judge thinks that is a more appropriate course of action. And a city council candidate being accused of misrepresenting her educational background and plagiarizing in a candidate survey is speaking out. Several publications have said that Michelle Tallarico, who is running for District 3 on the City Council, earned a bachelor's degree But a nonprofit political action group, Integrity Matters, said that she did go to CC, but never actually received the piece of paper.
I did see it, and my partner and I had a brief conversation about it on the night that we saw it. And she said, "We've got to call them." And I said, "You're absolutely right."
That was Tower Eagle's response when she saw her endorser, the Colorado Springs Gazette, saying she was a graduate of Colorado College. Tower Eagle is accused of plagiarizing an answer to a candidate survey as well. She denies it was plagiarism, but does admit to taking content from someone else. These allegations come less than a week before the Colorado Springs municipal election.
Chilly out your door this morning. Temperatures right where they should be. Mid upper 20s, perhaps some low 30s across the region. Winds, they do remain calm, but not for long. By 9 a.m., we start to see an uptick in these winds. It's another day, 50-60 mile per hour gust. Critical fire weather, so please practice extreme caution with any potential fire starting activities. Now, the good news, we're dry, plenty of sunshine for the weekend. Breezy at times, 60s and 70s make a return. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.